The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host. What else are you?
Who am I? Pat Devaney. That's
you're
who
Pat
I am.
Pat Devaney, yes.
How are you today? How's your New Year's resolutions going?
I bagged them before New Year's. How are your New Year's resolutions
wonderful.
Going?
I'm on the scale, going the wrong way.
We have with us for the second week in a row, Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator at Comfort Spec. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Great. How are your New Year's resolutions going?
I'm working on it.
Working on it.
I still have time.
Yes, you do.
I haven't given up quite yet.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We provide remarkable results, and we are a quality service award-winning office through the Century 21 system for many years now. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. They're knocking the bank down and building a bank. We might have to move the camera so you can still see the corners. We're not sure yet.
Right, because the corners are essential, especially during the winter months because of the snow and the ice and the road conditions. That's what I like to check out before I head out. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And we think we got all those problems on jruddy.com straightened out?
Yes, they're all straightened out. jruddy.com is up and operating the way it should. We now have U.S.-based customer assistance. Local, we have it locally hosted, and we shouldn't have any more problems.
Yes, because in December it was up, it was down, it was down, down, down.
It was terrible, terrible, and no answers, and it was very frustrating.
Second week in a row is our guest from Comfort Spec, Jennifer Rush, who is the marketing coordinator. What is Comfort Spec, please?
Comfort Spec is a home inspection company that also does pre-listings and commercial inspections.
What type of commercial inspections do you offer? Because that's different. A lot of people that purchase commercial property or have commercial property don't inspect.
We do commercial inspections for all sorts of properties. We've done it for restaurants, multi-units, office buildings, really everything.
That's good to know because a lot of times people do want, if I was purchasing a large building, no matter what the type is, I would want somebody to look at it closely.
Right, because there's some home inspectors I know that won't do commercial occupancies. I know that. So it's good to have a company that'll cover that.
Some of the things that you do that other companies don't do, what do you provide, please?
Some of the things that we provide are a 200% money-back guarantee, same-day inspection reports, and free thermal imaging, spot thermal imaging.
Thermal imaging is really cool. I was looking at your pamphlet, and they have a picture of a room, a bathroom, and it looks normal. But when you look at it through the thermal imaging, you can see around the toilet that it looks like somebody took a magic marker and put a big circle around it because the leakage underneath the tile, not something that you would ever detect, you know, unless you had a thermal imaging camera, you know. So that thing is really cool.
Absolutely. It is very cool. There's all kinds of colors all over it. Makes it very easy to see if there's a leak still in progress. So if you're not sure whether something is water damage from an old leak or a current one, that's a really easy way to find out. And we offer that for free with our inspections.
You have a buyer's protection program, and you have a 100-day pest-free guarantee. your emphasis on comfort at Comfort Spec is on customer service. Someone actually answers your phone during the work week, Monday through Friday. You offer inspections 7 days a week. That's something else that a lot of inspectors do not do. They are only available Monday through Friday, and some are only available Monday through Friday at certain times during the day. They won't go beyond certain times. So, and, you know, that same day report is huge. Your inspectors, you have six of them, and you cover, you know, a large territory because you go to Luzerne County, Lackawanna County, Carbon County, Lehigh County, Monroe County, Pike County, and even out Northampton area.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. So you have six inspectors, and they are all able to provide, they're radon certified, so they can give results on the spot.
Yes, all of our inspectors can give on-the-spot results for radon, so that means that after the 48-hour test, you receive that right away.
So you also be through your website, comfortspecpa.com, offers online scheduling.
We do. Unfortunately, we can't have people, you know, we don't have 20-hour days for our employees, so they do eventually have to go home, and when they do, we have 24-hour scheduling to help you out with that so that you can visit our website and you can book a time, and then we will have somebody call you back personally afterwards.
And you've been an award-winning, you've received an award through Angie's List since for super service since 2014.
That's right. We're very proud of that. So we do have an Angie's List Super Service Award every year, even including last year. And we really strive to give great customer service. We are some of the friendliest inspectors you'll ever meet. That's really true about our whole team, though. You know, all of the ladies in the office who are answering the phones, you know, they're very friendly, too. And we really just want to help people get what they need.
So if I was going to sell my home, you would recommend that I get an inspection before I sell the home?
Absolutely. We definitely suggest pre-listing inspections.
Right. So that way I know what's going on before I sell it. I'm not going to have some hamburger inspector come in and tell me I need this, this, and that. I have something to show and say, listen, this is not what these other people found.
Well, you want to get to settlement faster, right?
Yeah, we want to get to settlement, period. Now, also, another time that someone might need a home inspection is if they inherited a home from a family member. I've been through a situation recently where a home passed from one family member to another, you know. Now, to go back and say, oh, well, I don't know if they did this, I don't know if they did that, I think that that would be an excellent time to get a home inspection.
That's a really great point. You know, if you're inheriting a property, you may not know what its current condition is.
You haven't lived there in years. You might have lived out of the area. So get a handle on what's going on at that property, and even going in and making some repairs before you put it on the market. You can get a better price if you take care of things on the front end, and it does help to, you know, help pricing, and it helps negotiating.
Absolutely. And we tell everyone everything is fixable. Everything can be improved. It's really just about figuring out what the current status is of the property so that you can plan ahead for the future.
Right. If somebody lived in there for years, they might not know that they have a termite infestation or something. And one thing I like about inspectors, now, purchasing a home is going to be the biggest purchase of my lifetime. I should feel secure in the inspector I have. But one thing I like about when an inspector comes into a home, they can look at a boiler, they can look at a hot water heater. And I don't know how the date manufactured is not stamped on them. But when a home inspector comes in, they'll take the serial number and they'll look it up and they'll say, well, this was manufactured in 2005. Well, the hot water heater is from 2015. That is priceless for somebody who's coming in to go look at a home.
That's never owned anything
right
before, that doesn't know the difference.
Right. They say sometimes that the life on these boilers is 30 years. I don't think so. But you never know. You never know. It could happen.
Well, pre-listing inspection, we highlighted several reasons why it makes sense. But here's another one. You know, when you have the home inspection and you're in a contract now, if it's an owner-occupied home that the sellers are selling, they're living there, and there's a certain time frame to do the inspection, say 2 weeks for the buyer to do the home inspection, right? And then the seller has to move. They have to pack up a whole house. They have to move elsewhere. They have to find another property. And say there are inspection repairs that the buyer discovers that wants the seller to take care of. So now adding on to already a very full plate in your living life, you're going to work, you're doing everything else, you're doing your laundry, you're doing everything else in life.
And you're moving.
And you're moving. And then you have to worry about making these repairs. If they did it on before the house ever went on the market, they would save themselves such an added layer of frustration and stress and pressure during the course of the sale. So they would remove all that if they took care of it then.
That's right. There are a lot of advantages to pre-listing inspections.
Okay, so very good. Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec, is here with us today, and we're talking about home inspections that Comfort Spec provides. How about indoor air quality? That's an inspection that's often overlooked, but you offer that service?
Indoor air quality is, I think, pretty essential. It can be pretty essential to the health of a home. You know, obviously, we're very concerned with our health these days, and we're very concerned with what we're breathing in. So one of the things we can look for in the air testing is whether or not there's mold spores in the air. But other things that you might want to be sensitive about, obviously animal hair, lead paint, and asbestos, and we do check for asbestos. Even if you have newly installed carpets, those carpets can actually retain mold spores or chemicals from manufacturing. Other things include fireplaces, wood stoves, kerosene heaters. All of those things have chemicals that can be kicked up and dispersed into the air in your home. And that's without even touching on radon levels, which, you know, as we've talked about before, radon is a pretty toxic radioactive gas that can be breathed in. 40% of homes in PA have radon levels above the EPA guidelines. So that's a pretty staggering amount.
So you actually test for mold. I mean, because I've seen inspectors who come in and they look at something, you know, and they think they know everything. And they're like, oh, that's mold. And then we have
and
to
then
go.
Have written it in reports and, right, and are not qualified to do so.
So we never write mold in reports.
You're not supposed to.
And there's no test. There's no test. But some of these people just think, you know, oh, let me just write this. And I don't understand. I think it's more important to get someone
Qualified
and who's going to do the tests and not just come on and try and sound like a know-it-all.
If a home buyer is concerned about the quality of the air, we can do the indoor air pollution test. And if they have something that they believe to be mold and they would like it to be tested, we do offer a mold swab testing.
And so last week you mentioned there's how many types of mold? It almost sounds unbelievable.
300,000 and counting.
Oh, all right.
So there's good and bad.
Well, there's hazardous and less hazardous.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe it's more like that.
Yeah, but some that won't hurt you, right?
It depends on how sensitive you are.
Well, I have mold in bread I eat. I mean, it hasn't killed me yet. So.
That's true. And, I mean, we eat mold in cheese, too.
Yes, so.
That's a valid point.
So, you know, our area, it's always been a wet region.
And this year has been
a
record year.
Record, right. So we get a lot of water here typically, but this past year it's rained every hour, every day. Seems like not really, but we did have more rainfall than we did sunshine. So, you know, are you finding a lot of homes with problems with the indoor air quality and mold?
Yes. So we do find a lot of homes with indoor air quality issues. A lot of that can be explained by ventilation, poor ventilation in a home. And one of the things that's really, I think, crucial to understanding mold is that mold is going to grow in places that are damp. So that means anything that has experienced flood damage or any type of water damage, really, leaking pipes, anything like that. Even if the leak is contained and it's been fixed, that area was exposed to a lot of water. It's something that you want to follow up on and keep an eye on, especially if we're talking about a space in your home that's also very warm.
And dark.
Warm,
yes.
And dark. They like the dark. So if we remove the moisture, we remove the mold.
Exactly, because essentially it's a living thing. So it really can't exist without the moisture being
right
there.
And we've had shows before where, you know, I've heard if you take a bottle of bleach and you spray the mold, it kills it, I guess. And then other experts come in and say, oh, the bleach is gone in 10 minutes. So it's really not the correct thing to use to get rid of mold.
We definitely suggest people get everything tested just so they know what they have and what they're working with, whether or not it really is mold and whether or not it's anything hazardous that they should be concerned with.
Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. How does someone get in touch with Comfort Spec, please?
You can call us at 855-575-4663, or you can find us on the web at comfortspecpa.com. We are also social, so you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Thank you, Jennifer. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a four-bedroom, two-bath home at 2128 North Washington Avenue in the Green Ridge section of Scranton for $145,000. This home is very close to Marywood University and St. Clair's Church. It has replacement windows. It has beautiful hardwood floors, lots of original woodwork, a covered front porch, high ceilings. It has a walk-up attic that could be finished for additional living space. It sits on a nice corner lot, and it's got plenty of off-street parking. So if you're looking in the Green Ridge section of Scranton, take a look at 2128 North Washington Avenue for $145,000, and that's listed by Lou Strazieri of our office.
Thank you, and I have...
statistics.
Again, 2 weeks in a row of statistics here. I have year-to-date statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS for multifamily dwellings in all the areas that we serve. And we, our absorption rate for multifamily dwellings is down 17.72%, almost 18%. So the inventory currently on the market of multifamily dwellings is down to 9 months it would take for the current supply to sell. Total number of sold multifamily dwellings is up year-to-date 15.5%. Total number of multifamily pending sales is up 17.37% year-to-date. Total number of active multifamily listings is down 3.2% year-to-date. Total number of new multifamily listings is down 1.5% year-to-date. Median list price for multifamily homes is up 11% to $99,850. Median sales price, this is the one that really counts here, is up 12% to $80,000. Median days on market is down 1.89% to 52 days on market. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host Pat Devaney.
And we're back inspecting homes.
We're back with Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. How are you?
I'm great.
We're having 2 weeks of fabulous discussion with you, Jen. And we appreciate your time here with us today. How do your inspectors, you have six different inspectors, and you provide residential home inspections as well as commercial inspections at Comfort Spec. You go far and wide. You go to many counties in our area region here in Northeast PA. How do your inspectors inspect a roof, please?
So we try to get our inspectors up on the roof personally, walking roofs whenever possible. I mean, obviously in the wintertime when there's some snow, it's not always possible. But we do try to walk every roof.
Okay, because there's a lot of home inspectors.
I've been to a lot of home inspections, and I've never seen anybody put a ladder up. They were all looking at it from the ground, with a pair of binoculars.
Wow.
Yeah. So what are they looking for up on the roof?
Well, you know what? They're looking for the condition of your roof to check and see if there's been any damage from storm, wind damage, hail damage, and also, too, depending on what type of roof you have, you know, if there's any rot from moisture, stuff like that. They're also going to look at your chimney while they're up there, too, and just make sure that everything's...
That's a big problem area right around the chimney, and that's something that's not going to be spotted from the ground.
Right.
And lots of times inside the attic, sometimes it's not accessible to see that. So to get up there is good. Another way that I was told by a roofer a long time ago to judge how old a roof is to look at the space between the shingles. And as the shingle gets older, it tends to shrink. So the space between the shingles gets wider and wider and wider as the roof gets older. So that's what somebody told me. How you can tell how old a roof is, you know, because looking at them, lots of times you can't tell off the bat.
Okay, let's talk about wood-destroying insect reports and inspections.
We do offer a wood-destroying insect inspection. So basically, we look for termites, carpenter ants, carpenter bees, powder post beetles, and a whole bunch of other wood-destroying insects. Turns out there are actually a lot of beetles out there that like to eat wood. We check for all of these things. And it can actually be pretty easy to confuse carpenter ants and termites if you're not used to looking at them. So we do recommend that you get a professional in there to look at it. Even if you maybe already know that you might have some sort of an infestation, it's better to know what you're dealing with. There are steps that homeowners can take to decrease the chances of inviting unwanted pests inside. Homeowners should always store their firewood outside and not up against their homes. If you are bringing firewood into your home, try to burn it that day. You know, you don't want it to sit around, because anytime you're taking something that was sitting in your yard and bringing it into your house to sit around, you're inviting things to come along with it. So you also want to be careful about your flower beds. I know a lot of people like to have flower beds right up against their homes, and they'll put a lot of mulch in there and everything. But if you think about it, that's really creating a paradise for insects. And it's also inviting them right up against the foundations of your house. So if there's any cracks in the foundation, they have a good chance of finding that. So we definitely tell people that, you know, one of the things you want to keep in mind is flower beds, firewood. Also, if you have any dead trees on your property, winter is a really good time to get them taken care of, because that way you're just decreasing the amount of home space that these insects can find that's on your property.
A guy told me a long time ago, if you have wood on a dirt floor in a basement and it's moist, he said that is like filet mignon for termites. He says they love that stuff. Now, termites getting in, you cannot usually, unless you're an experienced inspector or you have the trained eye, termite damage is not very apparent. I mean, you could look at a piece of wood and from the outside it looks fine, but unless you poke it or you're really looking for that, you won't know that the inside of that could be totally gone and destroyed. So I think home inspections are absolutely essential. You know, it could be living under your nose for years and you have no idea.
Exactly. You don't want to find out that the deck has an infestation the moment when you walk out on it and it collapses underneath you.
Yeah, so you have structural issues then, you know. So obviously, if a main beam in a house a long time ago, 80 years ago, they used, 100 years ago, they used wood.
Right.
Pillars in the basement. How often do you see not only wood, the wood beam, but the pillars,
right,
the support beams are wood.
Onto a nice dirt floor. They
onto
love that.
A nice dirt floor. But how often, too, on a dirt floor do you see that the homeowner, so that they're not carrying dirt when they're walking upstairs from the basement, when they go downstairs, they put pathways, their wood planks,
mm-hmm,
or pallets.
Mm-hmm.
If sometimes your washer and dryer downstairs on a pallet, a wood pallet, so you're... So, yeah, these are havens for wood-destroying insects, and you're inviting them in, and you can have many problems.
Yeah, I hate bugs.
you don't know that they're there. You don't see them.
No, you don't know. You don't. And mud tubes, I know what I'm looking at, and sometimes it's got to be pointed out to me. So, you know, that's a mud tube, and a mud tube is a little tube that the termites create to go from point A to point B, so they're protected from the elements. So
Absolutely.
You really got to know what you're looking at.
And houses are, you know, houses are pretty warm compared to the surrounding landscape, and that definitely brings things in. They're trying to search for better places to live, and your house can look very attractive.
They can bring all kinds of critters, insects, rodents, bats. Could bring all kinds of stuff in.
A lot of people think that if they're buying a new home or a newer property that they don't need inspections. We always encourage people to get inspections. We don't want anybody to have a false sense of security. And really, this is about just making sure that, you know, radon levels are good and that there weren't any problems with the construction. I mean, obviously, we want to assume that every new property is done well. But at the same time, if there is a problem, we want to be aware of it as soon as possible. You know, we want to be aware of it before it becomes a problem for you living in your home.
So a lot of times people buying a home want to cut expenses and save here and save there. And maybe one of the ways to do so would be to eliminate a home inspection, which could be several hundred dollars. And so, you know, My point is, if you can't afford a home inspection, you should really reconsider whether you should be buying a home in the first place. It's money well worth it in the long run, because you're learning about a home. You've never, looks good, but you've never experienced it. You never lived there.
Wait. I got my Uncle Lou, who was in construction for 30 years, and he knows everything.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
But
they're not the qualified home inspector.
Is he looking for wood-destroying insects? Does he know what a mud tube looks like? Is he looking for these things? Can he decipher the number on a boiler? No.
Is he a certified radon inspector?
No, he's not. He's Uncle Lou.
Right. So, I mean, he's good to go through on a walkthrough at some point, but not to be the official home inspector. I mean, I really don't recommend that. Tell me the most amazing thing that's happened in the time you've been with Comfort Spec that you heard about on a home inspection. Please.
I don't know about most amazing, but recently I did do a walkthrough on an inspection with one of our inspectors, and there was a family living in this very large, very beautiful home. It needed a little love and care, maybe. It was a little dated, but it was this grand, large house, and we went out to go check their septic systems. And when we went out to check the septic system, you know, we're going out and we're anticipating that we're going to have to find the lid and really look into it. And the moment that we got there, it was very obvious that the septic system was broken. There was water coming out of the hill where the septic usually is. So there's water coming out of the hill and it's pooling up in the grass. So we can see that right off the bat. And, you know, when we did open the lid, it's entirely the wrong color. It was very obvious and very frightening.
At the same time.
It was very frightening to have to see that. So there have definitely been some interesting things that we have seen on inspections. It is never a boring day, never a dull moment. They have an exciting job, the inspectors.
Right. The inspectors have over 30 years of experience in all types of homes and properties, including commercial properties. Thank you, Jennifer Rush, Marketing Coordinator with Comfort Spec. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can reach us at 855-575-4663, or they can find us online at comfortspecpa.com. We are social. Please reach out to us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram.
Thank you, Jennifer. Pat?
Yes, you're going to like this one. It's an absolutely gorgeous 5-bedroom, 3-bath home at 277 West Grand Street in Exeter for $344,000. This home has brand new high-end finishes for half the cost of new construction. Everything's been done in this home. It's got wonderful granite countertops in the kitchen, new wood floors. This stately home, it's got an open floor plan with a built-in beverage bar. It's beautiful. The third floor is finished. It could be a family room or a rec room. It has central air conditioning. It's got a beautiful large 2-car garage. It's got new concrete sidewalks. This home should be in a magazine. That's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home with a 2-car garage at 277 West Grand Street in Exeter for $344,000. And that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office. Go to jready.com and look at that one.
We're looking for full-time agents. So if you're thinking about getting into real estate, please give me a call. 570-344-6724 or send me an email at info@jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.